Hello, welcome to Weekly Dose with Dr. Uday, where all your questions for your primary care doctor are answered. Our goal is to help our listeners make their wellness a priority and live out long, enjoyable, and fulfilling lives.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today on this week's episode of Weekly Dose with Dr. Uday. I have a special guest with us, and we're going to be talking all about bleeding, vaginal bleeding after menopause. So I have a treat for you. But before I get started, I'm going to start with introductions. My name is Dr. Uday, for those that don't know me. I'm a board-certified family medicine physician. I'm based in Martinsburg, West Virginia. I own a primary care practice, namely Apple Valley Family Medicine, and I also own an aesthetic practice. And my goal is not only to have my patients feeling good, but looking good. So let's get right to it. I have Dr. Latoya Lucesse Sampson here today with us. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm going to give some information about Dr. Toya. So she's a board-certified OB-GYN and entrepreneur. She has a passion for patient education and uses her social media platforms to educate women so that they can be empowered to take charge of their health and advocate for themselves in the complicated healthcare system. So you know this is going to be good. So let's get right to it. So Dr. thank you so much for coming.
Yes, thank you again. I'm very excited to be here.
Yay. All right. So what is postmenopausal bleeding? Because that's technically what we're talking about.
Yes. So I want to start with what is menopause? Because there, you know, let's get that sorted. Yeah. So, you know, people often think, oh, my hot flashes or whatever, I'm in menopause. But the true definition of menopause is no period for 12 months in somebody who's 40 years and over. If it's less than 40, then that's something else and that needs to be evaluated separately. But usually over 40, then, you know, that's how we define menopause. So after those 12 months, if you have any bleeding, that's considered abnormal and we really need to have that evaluated.
Absolutely. So what causes it? What causes it?
Yeah, so there are lots of different causes. The most common cause is actually the most benign, which is great. So it's vaginal atrophy. So the dryness that happens with the menopausal change because of the hormone decrease in, you know, in the estrogen, the mucosa or that skin lining of the vagina becomes very thin, not as durable as it used to be, so it can easily break and bleed. So that's the most common cause, but the one that we worry about the most and why it needs to be evaluated immediately is that it could be a pre-cancer cancer change in the uterus, right? So that's the big one. And about it could be up to 14% of people with postmenopausal bleeding can actually, we can find those pre-cancer cancer changes. So it's not a rare thing. So we definitely take it very seriously.
Yes, yes. I get a lot of, not, I wouldn't say a lot, but when I hear someone that has hit menopause and they tell me they have, you know, vaginal bleeding, I'm just like, you need to get checked out.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, yes. So how is it treated?
Well, you know, it depends on what it is. So the first thing is to come in for an exam, because like I said, it could just be the atrophy. And sometimes it is very obvious. It could be a vaginal infection. It could be a polyp. Those also have to be evaluated because there's a chance of cancer in there as well. And it, depending on what your exam shows, you know, we would say, okay, this is the next step. So if it's due to that dryness, then we usually do vaginal estrogen to kind of give the tissues back what it's lacking and make it a little bit more durable. If it's an infection, obviously we treat that. Like I mentioned, we remove all polyps that we see in a postmenopausal woman to be evaluated. If it's pre-cancer or cancer, then the treatment becomes a little bit more complicated. It could be medication therapy, but usually is some type of surgery.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So what are the, if any, complications from this?
From the bleeding?
Yes. Are there any complications that happen?
Well, I guess it would also just depend on, you know, the cause. So when we do the evaluation, if you are having the bleeding from the atrophy and there's trauma there, there can be sometimes some pretty significant trauma in the vagina that may need to be treated over a longer period of time. If you have, oh, and I forgot to mention the cervical cancer changes as well. So if you have any history of abnormal PAPs, that increases your risk of having bleeding on that cervix. So it really just depends on, you know, what the evaluation shows and, you know, what the follow-up is.
Gotcha. So you guys, you've heard it from the expert. If you find that you're having any bleeding after you've, you know, reached menopause and you know for sure that you've had that 12 months of no period, then you need to come in, see your doctor and get evaluated.
Yeah, and don't let it be fear that keeps you. So that is something that is very common, is that you see the bleeding and it's ignored because you're scared of what we are going to do. So the initial evaluation does not necessarily have to be invasive. If it's not something obvious, like the atrophy, like the trauma, like your cervix, and we do think it's from the inside, there's an option to do a biopsy, which is what most people are afraid of because it hurts. Or an ultrasound. The initial evaluation, depending on your risk factors, can just be an ultrasound because it's very good at letting us know that things are possibly normal. So we look at the lining of the uterus, and if it is very thin, then there's a high chance that it's not cancer. There are some rare cancers that don't have that thickening, and that's why if you continue to bleed, then the evaluation will have to progress into biopsies and different things. But for the most part, the ultrasounds are really good in evaluating this and avoiding something that may be invasive.
Gotcha. So guys, you heard it. Please definitely get checked out if you think you have this issue. Dr. Toya, so I'm going to switch gears, and this is just, this is about you. So I always ask, why do you do what you do?
I am so passionate about women's health. Like, it's the reason that I became an OBGYN. Most people, when they say, oh, why are you an OB? I like to catch babies. The first baby I saw being born was my nephew, and he's like 16. I wanted to be an OBGYN since I was 16. So, and it was because of that patient education aspect. I, you know, was a teenager, and I found that my friends and I were just so, we just didn't know what was going on. And I would hear all these theories about our bodies. And I was just like, I didn't know, but I knew that was not right. I was like, you know, there should be, you know, we need to know about our bodies. We need to know what's going on. And it started from there. You know, I wanted to educate myself. I wanted to educate my friends so that there's not all this misinformation, because that's how things get missed. That's how you get in trouble when you are following, you know, what your cousin or whatever said. So that's really, you know, doing things like this, this is why I do what I do. This is why I have the platform that I have. Yeah, that's why.
So guys, I mean, this is what it's about. So yeah, your work is very important, and we are happy that you're doing it because it's well needed. Now, is where can people find you? Because people are going to want to look you up and so we can.
Yes, so I can be found on Instagram, TikTok. I mainly produce for TikTok and YouTube, all the same handle, Dr. Toya OBGYN. So that's Dr. Toya OBGYN. And if you're on Facebook, I'm Dr. Toya L. Sampson. I don't really post educational stuff on Facebook. I don't like Facebook. And then on LinkedIn is Latoya Lusa Sampson, which is my entire name.
Gotcha. So you guys check her out. Thank you, Dr. Toya. This was awesome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. So guys, if you're looking for a primary care doctor, we are accepting new patients at Apple Valley Family Medicine. Our phone number is 304-350-1087. And you can find us on www.applevalleyfamilymedicine.com. All right, guys. See you later.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, share, and include a review. Don't forget, you're worth it, and your health is our priority. Tune in for another episode next week, and have a great rest of your week.